Arizona's 2nd Congressional District is bound to bring a lot of attention and huge financial contributions to the southern part of the state in 2018. Republican incumbent Martha McSally easily won re-election last year, but the district is closely divided among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. A super PAC known as the Congressional Leadership Fund has decided to do more than just pump money into the district in support of McSally. It's actually opening a field office in Tucson. Could we see more of this across the country in the 2018 election cycle? With me to talk about that is Kyle Condick of the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. Kyle, what does the move by the Congressional Leadership Fund indicate about how important it is to the GOP to retain Martha McSally's seat?
Defending Martha McSally's seat is a big priority for House Republicans coming up next year. McSally had a relatively easy re-election in 2016 after she was involved in two really close elections in both 2012 when she lost to Democrat Ron Barber, and then in 2014 when she very narrowly won that election. And her district swung pretty heavily to Hillary Clinton in 2016. She was still able to win re-election comfortably, but there's every reason to expect that given the difficulty that members of the president's party often have in midterm elections, there's every reason to think that McSally will be vulnerable, and she should face a strong opponent. Probably the likeliest opponent is Ann Kirkpatrick, who, of course, ran for Senate last year, and before that held down a pretty difficult House district in another part of the state.
What can you tell us about the Congressional Leadership Fund? We have read that it has ties to Speaker Paul Ryan. What does that say about her connection to him?
So for a long time, there have been obviously, you know, candidates raise money and then they get a lot of support from, you know, the affiliated party committees. And, you know, in the case of the Republicans, it's a National Republican Congressional Committee. There's a Democratic counterpart. There's Senate committees on both sides for both parties and gubernatorial committees, too. But with the proliferation of outside money in our political system, we've also started to see these kind of shadow groups who kind of operate like party committees, even though they're not formally party committees. One of them is the Congressional Leadership Fund. There's another group called the Senate Leadership Fund. Both of them have ties to the respective Republican leaders of the House and the Senate. And, you know, they're picking up some of the slack in funding these, you know, these congressional campaigns, or, you know, funding not the campaigns themselves, but supporting these candidates. And one thing that I think is kind of innovative that the Congressional Leadership Fund is doing is they're actually setting up, you know, formal offices to try to contact voters in some of these districts. And, you know, it might be a decent strategy, given that it's debatable as to how effective traditional television advertising is anymore, you know, given that television viewership is so splintered now and people are increasingly getting their news and other entertainment from, you know, non-traditional television sources. And so I think that with all the money that they're raising, and certainly Congressional Leadership Fund is a very well-heeled organization, they may be trying, you know, different tactics as they work to support Republican House candidates across the country. But as for this actual development, I think it's just more confirmation that, you know, the McSally reelection campaign should be one of the most competitive House races in the country next year, and one that will help decide whether Democrats can win the House back or not.
And is having a worker actually on the ground there, is that more of a nod to the traditional retail politics based on what you're saying about maybe television ads aren't as effective? Is there a feeling that if someone's on the ground, they can actually know more about what voters there care about?
Yeah, I think that's right, and that they can actually, you know, knock on doors and otherwise contact voters in a direct way, as opposed to the sort of, you know, very broad approach of running campaign ads. Of course, you're going to see a ton of campaign ads in Arizona's 2nd District this fall, regardless. And, you know, maybe having more of a field presence helps to sort of cut through the clamor than, you know, putting an extra however much money they're spending on the office into campaign ads. So it's an innovative strategy. The guy running Congressional Leadership Fund is a guy named Corey Bliss, who is a pretty accomplished Republican operative. He ran the campaign for Ohio Senator Rob Portman in 2016, which I think many people think was one of, if not the best Senate campaigns in the whole country last year. And so they're trying something different. I think it's kind of interesting.
And Kyle, finally, how much money do you think, considering how important this district seems to be and how competitive it may be, how much money, if you could estimate, is this going to be one of the more expensive congressional campaigns in the country?
I would think that it will be one of the most expensive races in the country, both for the amount of money raised by whoever the two-party nominees are. and also based on the amount of outside investment you'll see both from Democratic and Republican outside groups. McSally has definitely proven herself to be a very strong fundraiser. If Kirkpatrick is indeed the Democratic nominee, and she does have competition for that slot, Kirkpatrick is someone who's been around for a while and has a proven fundraising apparatus and fundraising network. I think you are going to see a lot of action in this House race. And also, you know, Arizona is going to have probably a very competitive Senate race next year, too, and perhaps other competitive House races, particularly in Arizona 1, seat formerly held by Kirkpatrick, that Democrat Tom O'Halloran now holds.
Kyle Kondik of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Kyle, thank you.
Thank you.